Hi, this is James, and welcome to G-Ray Records Music Network, the indie engine of sound and strategy. We're not just a label. We're a launchpad for creators, podcasters, and storytellers who want more than streams. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the enchanting sounds of G-Ray Records. Your place for music plus more.
Let's be honest, if you've been anywhere online lately, you've probably felt it. It's this constant pressure, right? This feeling that if you're not using AI, you are already falling behind. Everyone is talking about it, but actually trying to get started, it feels like trying to drink from a fire hose. And this is the core of the problem. On one side, you have headlines shouting that AI is the future, you got to get on board now. But on the other side, there's the reality for most of us. Thousands of tools, constant updates, a whole new language to learn. It's totally understandable why most people just feel stuck in the middle of all that hype. But what if I told you it's way, way simpler than it looks? That's what we're going to do here today. We are going to cut through all that noise. We're going to find the signal and give you a clear roadmap to go from feeling overwhelmed to actually feeling empowered by these incredible new tools. So first things first, let's tackle the biggest hurdles, the mental blocks that stop most people before they even begin their AI journey. So we're gonna demystify this stuff right here, right now. And let's start with the big one, the one I hear all the time, but isn't it just way too technical? There's this idea that you have to be a coder, some kind of tech wizard to even get started. Well, here's the good news. That's just not true anymore. Most modern AI tools, they're specifically built for non-technical people. All you really need is a little curiosity and a willingness to play around. And let me be perfectly clear, there will be zero, and I mean zero, coding involved in anything we talk about today. Okay, so what about barrier number two? You go to one of those AI directory websites and you see literally thousands of tools. It's a lot. Where do you even start? It's completely natural to feel paralyzed by all that choice. But here's the secret they don't tell you. You don't need thousands of tools. The truth is, you can do about 90% of what you'll ever need with just 3 to 5 really solid core tools. Seriously, it's about finding your essential toolkit, not trying to master everything out there. Now, to make this really concrete, let's zoom in on one specific field where AI is making a massive, massive impact: music. This little case study is going to show you how these tools aren't just toys. They are fundamentally changing how art is created and how it's sold. So check this out. For actually making music, you've got tools like Suno AI and Udio. You can literally just type a description of a song you want and bam, in seconds, you get a full track back. Vocals, lyrics, instruments, the whole shebang. It's incredible for just brainstorming ideas or smashing through writer's block. Then you have things like Avif, which can act as your personal AI assistant to help you compose melodies or figure out chord progressions. But, you know, making the music is only half the battle, right? You've got to get people to hear it. And yep, AI is a game changer here too. Tools like Opus Clip can take a long video, say a podcast or a music video, and instantly chop it up into a dozen viral-ready clips for TikTok and Reels. Meanwhile, Canvas AI can design your album art, and a service like Song Tools can automate your entire advertising campaigns. And look, this isn't just a hypothetical. Look at the numbers for Song Tools. Artists who use it have a 70% retention rate, and they see real revenue spikes within the first month. These tools are delivering actual, measurable business results for independent creators right now. And finally, AI is taking over the, let's call it the boring but essential business side of things. Endel helps you create ambient soundscapes that can generate royalties. Boomy lets you create tracks and pushes them straight to Spotify for you. And maybe best of all, if you collaborate with other artists, Stem AI handles all the royalty splits and payments automatically. So no more chasing down people for money. Okay, so that musician example was super specific, but here's the key. The skills you need to use those tools are completely universal. Make sure it doesn't matter if you're a musician, a marketer, an accountant, or a project manager. These core principles apply to any field. So if you're going to focus on learning just one thing, one core skill, this is it. It all comes down to clear communication. The fancy term for it is prompting, but all it really means is learning how to ask the AI for exactly what you want. This is the single biggest difference between getting generic junk and getting something genuinely useful. And you don't need to be some prompt engineer to do it. You just need a simple framework. I like this one: aim, context, and roles. First, your aim. What do you want it to do? Be direct. Write me an email. Second, context. Who is this for? What's the background info it needs? It's for my boss and we missed our deadline. And finally, rules. What are the constraints? Keep it under 100 words. Use a professional tone and don't sound defensive. Just look at the difference this makes. A vague prompt, like write a blog post about productivity, forces the AI to just guess. But look at the specific one on the right. It defines the aim, a blog post. The context, you're a coach writing for entrepreneurs. And the rules, 500 words, casual tone, 3 tips. The quality of what you get back is going to be night and day. Now, beyond just good prompting, there are a few other key mindsets. You need a basic understanding of the landscape, just knowing what's possible. You need what's called workflow thinking, which is just breaking big tasks into smaller steps. And my favorite, creative remixing, which is the art of combining different tools in new and interesting ways. Okay, let's put this all together. We've talked about the barriers, the tools, the skills. Now it's time for a simple, actionable plan you can literally use to get started the second this is over. The key idea that unlocks everything is this concept of workflow thinking. Because here's the thing. If you throw a huge, complicated project at an AI, it's probably going to choke. The real secret is to break that big goal down into a series of smaller, much more manageable steps that AI can help you with one at a time. And here is that roadmap. It's 5 simple steps. 1, identify a pain point. What's a boring, repetitive task that just eats up your time every week? 2, find one tool that can help with that. 3, iterate. That just means play with your prompts until you get the result you want. 4, combine tools to build a more powerful process. And finally, step 5, automate it. So the whole thing just runs on its own. So we've covered a lot here, from mindset shifts to a concrete plan of action. But none of this knowledge matters if it doesn't lead to you actually doing something. The tools are here. The skills are learnable. You don't need to be a tech expert. So the only real question left is, what are you going to do about it? I want you to start thinking of AI not as a threat, but as a new kind of creative partner. A partner that can help you brainstorm, build, and bring your ideas to life faster than ever before. So the real question isn't if you should get started with AI. It's what will you and your new partner build together?
Discover the future of music. G Ray Records is revolutionizing sound. This network broadcasts genres from jazz to hip hop with AI precision. Immerse yourself in playlists and undiscovered talent. G Ray Records provides a broadcasting avenue to connect with fans. Experience AI-driven tools that revolutionize music production, boosting visibility. Tune in. Join the G.E. Ray Records Music Network today.
Hi, this is Arsenio. Thanks a million for tuning in and listening to the G. Ray Records Music Network. Also, you might want to check out the amazing G. Ray Records podcast when you find the time you enjoy.